The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Let us discuss Bezer Hashem for Parshas Kiseitze, the din, the halacha, about playing paintball. Is playing paintball permissible or not? For those that are unaware, paintball is considered a sport in which players compete with one another, either individually or on teams, and the object of the game is to eliminate opponents by shooting them with these paintballs, these capsules, which have a soluble dye inside of them, and when they come in contact with the person, they explode and make a mark on the person. And the way that it is thrown at the person is through a paintball marker or a paintball gun shot out with air pressure. And obviously, when one is engaged in such a game, one can hit his opponent, his friend, and thereby cause the person to be hit, be hurt, or perhaps even cause a wound where one causes blood, or at least a black and blue mark, which is considered a chavala in halacha. Is this permissible or not? We begin with the Rambam in Hilchas Chevel Mazik, Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Oso lo odem lachboil, bein ba'atzmoi, bein mechaveri. It's also for a person to injure both himself or his friend. Not only if one injures and causes it to bleed, anyone who hits a person in Klal Yisrael, bein katan, bein gadol, bein ish, bein isha, derech nitzayin, we'll have to explain what those words mean, derech nitzayin of the Rambam, but if someone hits a person who's a gadol or a person who's a katan, an ish or an isha, hareza oivra b'loi sasa, one is committing a loy sasei shenem, as it says in the parashim, perachov hei, lo yosef la koisoi. And this is a law told to the lishliach bezdin that he's not allowed to be moisef. He cannot add to the makos, the lashes that he's giving the person who's getting malchus balpi bezdin. So his hirater shle loyosef akos achoyte, this person was a sinner. He's someone who deserved malchus. But yet there's an isra in the lishliach bezdin to give more than his coming to the person, kal v'chomer l'makos tzaddik, someone who's considered a tzaddik, meaning he's not deserving of any hit. The Rambam gets this from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Nav Tzadi Yomid Beis, ha'chovel ba'atzmai, afal pi shein rashai, potter, if someone hits himself, he's not liable. Tosfos seems to say there's no chiddush in this, but it's for the next halacha. However, others that hit a person, chayovim, they have to pay. The Gemara continues, v'akoytzeitz niti oisov, someone who cuts down his own saplings, afal pi shein rashai, he's not allowed to, it's baltashkis, potter. The chiddush here also, a person is really not an owner on his guf, he can't be chayvel his guf, he can't damage or injure his guf, and it's baltashkis to injure one's possessions. Acherim, someone else cuts down his tree, then they are a chayovin already. And this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishpat, Simin Tov Chof, Siv Lamed Aleph, where the Mechaber writes, Achovel Ba'atzma Yav Bishen Rashoi is Potter, but Acherim Shechov Luboi is chayovin. The Sma, over there in Sivkon Lamedes, seems to say, what's the chiddush of Hachoyvel ba'atzmai. I mean, even if one person is choyvel ba'atzmai, so you see that he's obviously not makbid on his tzar, he's not makbid about a chavola coming to him, still, if acherim hit him, they are still going to be chayiv. So it's both dinim, but really one case. Al koponim, that is the halacha, and the Shulchan Aruch writes this also in Sif Aleph, of that simin tov chav, also la odem lahakas chaveri. It's also for a person to hit his friend. A hitting means, as we saw in the Rambam, even without causing a wound. It's also to hit one's friend. Vim hiko over balav shenemar pen Yosef. this lava pen Yosef Lakoisoi is an issue to hit another year in Klal Yisrael. Based on this, it would seem that if one is shooting a paint pellet at his friend and with the intent of hitting him, it's with the intent of hitting the other person, so he's causing this paintball to go against the person. He's being choyvel b'chaveiro, or being maka b'chaveiro. Oftentimes, if shot, a direct shot, close enough, it can cause a wound, it can cause a black and blue mark. So this would seem that it's usur to be involved and engaged in such a sport where one is going to hit his friend. Perhaps we could say that this is very different than someone intending just to hit somebody out of anger or to get back at the person. But this is all a game. This is just a sport, and everybody going into the game and engaged in this activity knows good and well that he may get hit, just like he wants to hit his opponent, he too may get hit. And perhaps we could say that if people starting this game, going into this game with the knowledge and understanding that they may indeed get hit, so then automatically they are meichel. Automatically they're giving permission, basically, for the other people to hit them. Even if we could say such a svara, because the assumption would be people do not want to really get hit, but perhaps the fact that they know that people do get hit in this game, they are meichel. So let's take a look at a different Gemara Bava Kamma. On Tzadi Bezim and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Ho'imer, somebody says to his friend, Sama es eini, poke out my eye, blind me, kita es yodi, cut off my arm, shivur es ragli, break my leg, chayiv. The person who does this is still chayiv. The person who blinded his friend's eye, cut his hand, broke his leg, even though it seems like he had permission, still chayiv. If the victim says, Almanas lifter, Reuven says to Shimon, you can cut off my arm and Almanas lifter, says the Mishnah, still chayiv. Shimon, who does so, is still chayiv. The Mishnah continues, Kerais kus kesusi, if Reuven tells Shimon, you can tear my beged, Shivores kadi, you can break my jug, he says you should do that, Shimon is chayiv. Almanas lifter, but if he makes a stipulation, a clear condition, that if you do so, you're going to be patra, manasta, you should be there, you'll be patra, I want you to do it, then indeed you're patra. So the Gemara asks, on Tani Gimel Amar Aleph, Omale Rava Asi Bar Chavala Rava, Maishna Reisho, Maishna Seifa, why in the Reisho where the Reuven says to Shimon, break my leg, al manasta, you'll be patra, you still chayv. But he says, tear my garment, al manasta, you'll be patra, the Yitaka patra. Says the Gemara, Emphit Rava Malay Reisha Lefisha Ein Odem Moichel Al Roshe Evarim. In other words, Chazal with Yordle Soydaita Shalodem, Chazal knew that even when a person says to somebody else that you can hit me, you can wound me, and you'll be potter, he doesn't really mean that. There's the Rambam writes in Perakei of Hilchas Chevel Lamazik, Halacha Yud Aleph. Zokter Rambam, Boide Shefrish is another difference between Nizke Gufay and Nizke Mamoinai. Shoy malachave roi sames eini kitas yodi almanas shata potter, to injure me, almanas that you be potter, hareze chayiv achamish dvarim. The person is still chayiv. Why? Zokter Rambam shahadavra yodua she'ein odam roitze bekach. Because it's understood that a person doesn't really want to do it. Perhaps he's daring the person, but either way he doesn't mean it. And since he doesn't mean it, the Rambam says, and that's the standing of how the Rambam said the Mishnah, even if he says Almanas lifter, you're still chayiv. Meaning even if a verse says, yes, you can hit me, Almanas, that you'll be potter, you're still chayiv to pay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch goes with the Shittas of Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is in Cheshem Mishpat, Simen Tov Chof Aleph, Sifyud Beis. Hoimel Chaveri Kita Esyoni Samei Esyam Anashat HaPotter, still Areza Chayiv HaKhamisha Dvorim. Shadavi Yidua Shein Adam Reitze Bekach, as we said for the Rambam, so is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. However, there is a Ramah here. The Ramah brings the dissenting opinion, and that of the Rosh, that says, V'yesh Oimrim, dim omale beferush, al manas liftar, potter. The Rosh understands the Mishnah differently. The Rosh understands the manas liftar, not when he explicitly says, you could hit me, you could hurt me, and you'll be potter. But rather, the Rosh understood it where it's not mefurish. As the Ramah continues, that if you say it not in a way that's mefurish, drak dvarim shemashmoin kach, then the person is still chayiv. For example, Ruvain says to Shimon, kita yodi sama eini, and the Mazik Shimon says, amanas liftar, am I going to have to pay you? And the Nizik says, Ruvain says, hein, which really could be interpreted as, yes, you'll be potter, or it could mean to say, hein, yes, you think you're going to hit me and you'll be potter. So therefore, in that case, the person is chayev, because we'll say that what Ruvain meant to say is, anu donisha bitamiya kamar, hein. And therefore the mazik is chayev. So that's how the Rosh interprets the Mishnah. It can be deduced from what he says that he means to say potter, but he never said it explicitly. However, the Rosh holds, if one says explicitly that you could hit me and you'll be potter, the Rosh's opinion, like the Ramah here says, is you'll be potter. However, in our case, it's not so simple to say that there's an absolute mechila. Perhaps if everybody engaged in this game ahead of time says, yes, I allow you to hit me and I'm going to ask that you'll be potter, then perhaps, according to the Ramah, there would be some heter. But that's not normally the case. Normally people don't want to be hit, and certainly it's not expressed explicitly that one wants to be hit. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Memches Ois Gimel writes that this Rambam is only talking about Dinei Mominus. And as this is in Hilchas Chayvul Amazik, and in terms of if one is chayiv to pay for hitting somebody, even if he says, I'm an ass lifter, the Rambam holds you chayiv mamon. However, in terms of the Isser, the Minchas Chinuch says there would be no Isser. If one gives permission for his friend to hit him, there will be no Isser B'davar. There may be chayiv, the Chamisha Dvarim is still there, but the Minchas Chinuch holds in the Rambam, he brings a raya from a different Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that one would be Pater. And the Shailos Teshuvas Marlbach also says the same thing in the Das HaRambam, that in terms of the Isser, like we saw earlier in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, and this is how we're going to be medayik the words like we started with them in the Rambam, Derech Nitzoyen. Let's quote the Rambam again. The Rambam in Halacha Hei, Halacha Aleph of Perek Hei says, Osa La'odim Lachboil. One is not allowed to injure bein ba'atzmei bein mechaveri, v'lo yachayvul bilvad. Not only injuring, ela kolamake odim koshim v'Yisrael. Anyone who hits another yid, bein kotem, bein godol, bein ish, bein isha, derech nitzoyoin, harei zoi v'beloisa. Say, there he was talking about the Isser. Later on, ela halacha yud aleph, he's talking about the chi of mammon. So in terms of the Isser, zokter malbach, you see from the Rambam that it's only osir if it's done in a derech nitzoyin, meaning it's done in a way of strife, in some quarrelsome way, or one does it in a belligerent way. Let's say two people are fighting, one gets angry at the other, and then he hits his friend. That would be an Isser. But it's mashma that if he gives rishus, the person says, I allow you to hit me, that would not be in the Isser, because the Rambam only says derech nitzoyin. So seems to be from the Minchas Chinuch and the Malbach, that in terms of the Isser, if one would give Rishus to be hit, there will be no Isser. Again, it's not so clear if this would be considered express permission to hit. But even so, that would be the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch and the Malbach. On the other hand, we find in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Hilchas Nizkei Guf, Ois Dalid, where he writes, Osa Lahako Yisez Chaveirei. It's also to hit a person. Even if the person gives permission to hit him. Why? A person is not in charge of his goof. He's not the owner on his body. It belongs to the Eibishter. He's not a goof on him. We see here from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that he holds actually it's osur. And so is the opinion of the Chavis Yor in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel. The Chazanish goes with this Shita in Choshe Mishpat Simen Yutes Ois Hei. And as well Reb Moshe in Igris Moshe Rechaim Chela Gimel Simen Ayin Ches. So even if at best we have a Machlokes Achronim, we're talking here about an Issa Deiraisa of Ben Yosef. Ben Yosef Lakos and Issa Deiraisa one would have to be machmir, like those paiskim that say, indeed, even with rishus, it would still be an isser to hit another person. Now getting back to the diuk that the Malbach made, Malbach says, look, the Rambam says it's only usser when it's derech nitzoyen. So this would seem to be a good diuk in the Rambam, that it's only usser when it's done in some belligerent fashion. However, there's a very stark akasha. This kasha I found in the beer of Rabbi Yerucham Perla, the great Goyin, Talmud of the Netziv and the Reb Chaim, in his biur to the Sefer HaMitzvahs L'Reb Sadia Goyin, in Mitzvah Loisa Seim Mem Zayin and Mem Ches. And he brings this Malbach, he quotes the Malbach, and he says, but there's a pella on this Malbach to say that when you have Rishus to hit another person, that it should be mutter. And then that's the deek he's making from the Rambam. There seems to be an open Gemara fakir. There's an open Gemara that seems to contradict this notion. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara is in Sanhedrin Peidalad Amid Beis. Gemara state, the Shaila Ben Maushiak is Dam La'aviv. Is a son allowed to do Akozas Dam for his father? And even if it's in a way of Urafua, is it mutter or not? And the Gemara brings the Maiser, Rav le shavik lebrei le mishkalei silu. Rav didn't allow his son to remove a splinter from his goof for fear that he may cause bleeding. And if you cause a father to bleed, that's an isra of chavola be aviv umake aviv imay mois yumas. An isra of chanek, an onish of chanek, if one hits a father or a mother, and cause them to bleed. And even though this is not done with intent, it's only a shoygeg, the Gemara calls it a shigeg aschenek. And as well, Mar Brei de Ravina didn't allow his son, Lemiftach Lekavsa, to open up a pimple, to let the pus out, as Rashi explains. Also, Dil Mechovil, because maybe he may cause him to bleed. And therefore, Havali Shigigas Isser. So the Gemara asks, if you see these Amaram didn't allow their sons to do something b'teiras refuah, because it may cause them to bleed, and it'll be a shayeg, so then ihachi acher nami. So then it should be the same Isser on somebody else, as Rashi explains, the Isser of Ben Taisif. So you see the Gemara understands clearly that an Isser of Ben Taisif is even when it's done with b'shayeg. The Gemara answers, an acher is shigegas lav. So therefore, if you have a preference, who has to do this refuah? The person needs the splinter to be taken out. The person needs his pimple to be punctured into. Who should do it? Should his son do it and inadvertently come to cause the parent to bleed? It'll be a shigas chenek. It's preferable that an acher does it, someone else does it, and at most it will be a shigas lav. So certainly that's the better choice. However, you see clearly from this Gemara, says Rabbi Yerucham Perla, that when one causes someone to bleed, well, one is hitting somebody, because the Isser of Pen Yosef is the same Chavola or Makis, comes in the same Isser of Pen Yosef. Even if it's without intent, even inadvertently, it's still considered a Shigas Lab. And even though the person gave Rishus, here the father gave Rishus, so the person gave Rishus for somebody else to take out his splinter. And Afal Pikain, you see that it is not mutter at all. The only heter is, and we find this other places, we find the Gemara in Makis, of the Av Haroides Benoi, Haravis Talmidoi, that when it's done for a Te'eles, or if it's done for a Rafua, then you have a heter to hit, then you have a heter to cause an injury or hit somebody else. That's we have a heter. However, because that's the tzorich, it's for the tzorich of the one being hit, it's for the tzorich of the Talmud, it's for the tzorich of the son. However, without that, it's going to be also the Isser of Pen Taisif. And the Ruchem Perla brings that really there are other gersois in the Rambam, that there's a different nusach in the Rambam, not derech nitzoyon, but rather derech bizoyon. And he says the truth is, either way the nusach you have, even if you say derech nitzoyon, it means that. It means it in a derech bizoyon way. If one is doing it with an intent to be mevazu, an intent to try to get at the person. As opposed to, he's just, the Rambam just means la'afuke, if someone is being make for refuah purposes. So anything other than refuah purposes, or in the case of a father hitting a son, a Rebbe hitting a Talmud, that's also for te'elas, to set the child straight, that's also in a sense, it's like a refuah. But anything short of that, the Rambam is categorizing as derech nitzayin or derech bizayin. So therefore, getting back to our shaila, people who engage in an activity, this sport of paintball, certainly the intent is not to help the person when one is hitting another, his opponent. It's not to help him, it's not for derech refuah, it's not to have a te'elas, it's just for the excitement and the thrill of the game. And it would seem here that there should be an isra of pentasiv la'koisei. It's also to be makia and odim kashim Yisrael, even without a kavalah, certainly with a kavalah. And the only het that we thought we had was perhaps if one gives permission. And that is not so posh, because here there's certainly no express permission given. And there are shittas like the Shulchan Aruch Rav and other achrayim we quoted that hold even with permission, one is still osir to hit another yid.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.